today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today, Monday, 18th of Jamadi Uthani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And that is verse 15 of Surah Ahqaf from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it and then we'll learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa wassayna al-insana biwalidayhi ihsana. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين.
And we have enjoined upon man to his parents good treatment. His mother carried him with hardship and gave birth to him with hardship, and his gestation and weaning period is 30 months. He grows until, when he reaches maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says, "My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to work righteousness of which you will approve, and make righteous for me my offspring. Indeed, I have repented to you, and indeed I am of the Muslims."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Motherly love for her child is one of the wonders of the world and one of the secrets of creation, since despite suffering so many hardships and so much pain, however her child be ugly in form or character, her love never turns into disgust. She bears the child for a period of 9 months and her delivery is very painful. She suckles her child. According to the verse, such activities last 30 months. Therefore, compared with fathers, mothers suffer further hardships. However, fathers undergo many hardships for their children in other respects.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
Now it's time to look at motherhood in Islam in these moments. Mothers embody qualities such as love, kindness, patience, and sacrifice that leave a lasting impact on their children. Through their words, actions, and interactions, they teach important life lessons, values, and morals. The influence of mothers also extends beyond the immediate family. Children learn from their mothers' examples, such as empathy and compassion towards others, patience in challenging situations, or resilience in the face of adversity. Whether it is balancing work and family responsibilities, pursuing higher education, or engaging in community service, mothers inspire and encourage their children every day to grow and change and make a positive impact in the world.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier. The next example that we wanted to refer to is promoting the culture of chastity and hijab. One of the emphasized concepts in our society is hijab and chastity in the social scene and in dealing with men and non-mahrams. Lady Fatima is introduced to Muslims, to Muslim women, as a perfect model for a veiled woman. It is narrated in a tradition that a blind person asked Lady Fatima sallallahu alayhi for permission to enter the house. Lady Fatima hid herself from him. The Prophet of God sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Fatima, "Why did you hide yourself when the blind man does not see you?" She said, "If he doesn't see me, I see him. If I'm not in the curtain, he can smell my scent." So the Prophet said, "I testify that you are part of my body." It is mentioned in another hadith that when the Prophet of God sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "What is better for a woman?" Fatima sallallahu alaihi replied, "He who does not see a man, and a man does not see her."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain.
Now, the role of the mother. A mother is a window of the child to the world. When a baby is born, she's totally unaware of the outside world. The mother plays an important part in introducing him to the world. The outlook that the child will form towards life depends a lot on the mother, his attitude, his views, religious or otherwise, his perspective on life and its goals will all be gained from her. Eventually, he will mature and perhaps form his own change views, but the initial years and what he learns in them will always have a lasting impression on his mind. A mother always tries to safeguard the child from danger and difficulties. However, some mothers tend to be overprotective. It is wise for the child to learn to face some problems in life according to his age and circumstances.
worth living, you're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you, you're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny, you're my revenue, you're the reason that I breathe. You are all.
Now another tip for Muslim mother, and that is trying to calm yourself in case of disobedience. Children are immature. That's why they are called children. So don't expect every decent and mature behavior from them. Things may go wrong at times, but you can sort them out and correct them with patience. You may expect your child to obey your command, but he or she may disobey. Now here you have to prove yourself a very kind and nice Muslim mother. Have a sitting with them and tell them the pros and cons of their bad actions. Be patient and keep yourself calm in such situations.
Within the parents, there is also respect. You have to respect your father and your mother. But the mother is prioritized. Why? Because your mother was the one that loved you the most. Your mother is the one that cared for you the most. Even before she even knew you, even before she even saw you, even before she carried you, she dealt with you, and she went through pain because of you, and she had sleepless nights because of you, and she sacrificed her life, her body, everything that she has for your comfort. And this is why your mother, you have to treat her in the best way possible. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he tells him, who should I, man abir ya Rasulullah? Who should I show birr al-walidain to? Rasulullah tells him, ummak, your mother. And then he tells him, thumma man, he says, your mother. He says, then who? He says, your mother. And then the fourth time he says, your father. Now this doesn't mean that you have to disrespect your father, no. It just means that you have to show extra care and compassion and love to the mother. Your mother is your first caretaker, the first person who loved you, the first person who's been there for you. And she carried you when you were heavy in her womb. She carried you in her arms. She fed you from her body. She gave you all of her love. And this is why in the religion of Islam, we are ordered to show respect to the parent, but specifically the mother. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says, and we have instructed the insan to show ihsan to their parents. And then the example is حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Your mother carried you in difficulty. And when she gave birth to you, she gave birth to you in difficulty. So this is why you have to show love and compassion.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي